Listening Library presents Enders by Lissa Price, read for you by Rebecca Lohman. Chapter 1. My hand went to the back of my head, and I swore I could feel the chip underneath my skin. But I couldn't, of course. It was buried deeply under the metal blocking plate. It was just the surrounding scar tissue I felt. Hard and unforgiving. I tried not to touch it, but it had become an obsession to finger it like a splinter in a palm or a hangnail on a thumb. It haunted me all the time, even here, making sandwiches in the kitchen. Helena's kitchen. Even though she was dead and had left the mansion to me, I couldn't help but be reminded daily that it had been hers. Every choice, from the sea-green tiles to the elaborate island in the center of this gourmet kitchen, was hers. Even her housekeeper, Eugenia, remained. Yes, it had been Helena's crazy plan to stop the old man by using my body to assassinate Senator Harrison. But it was my fault that I had volunteered to be a body donor in the first place. I had been desperate to save my little brother, Tyler, then. Now I couldn't take it back. Any more than I could get rid of this horrible chip stuck in my head. I hated the thing. It was like a phone the old man could call any time, a phone I had to answer and could never disconnect. It was the old man's direct line to me, Callie Woodland. The last time I had heard from him was 2 days ago, while I was watching his precious prime destinations being demolished. He had sounded like my dead father, even used his code words. When hawks cry,